Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie.
Like what you hear, please share.
Great big thank you to our sponsors today, Shortstops Hamburger Shakes and Fries in Albany, Oregon. For great burgers and fries, go to Shortstops, and The Oaks at Lebanon, retirement and assisted living. For great senior living, check out The Oaks at Lebanon in Lebanon, Oregon. Woo! Just grooving to the music this morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. You know, I am big on motivation, encouragement, and inspiring you. I am an inspiration specialist. So I'm here this morning, and hopefully that music that I play in the morning that gets things going, gets you moving. Love that. That was actually written by my son. He is a wonderful musician based out of LA. And so I want to give Connor props for the great music. Check out ConnorHedge.com, I think is his website. Anyway, great music. Anyway, I'm so excited this morning. I have an outstanding guest, the young man that I met a while back and is just such an awesome guy. Jairus Tucker is here with me this morning. We're going to talk about all that he's doing. You know, he has got a movement, Thinkers That Work, inspiring people, doing great things to think and move. And he is so motivational and encouraging. I love the videos he puts out on LinkedIn. And if you have not seen them, you got to tune into that. So we're going to talk to Jairus, get more info on him. But first, wanted to remind you, I'm Russ Hedge. I'm an inspiration specialist. I got to say it right. Inspiration specialist. There you go. Coach, motivational speaker. What do I coach about? I can coach you on your marketing, your inside workings of your company, your business, whatever. There's so much I can help you with and inspire you to make yourself better, to live your best life now. You know, I'm also the author, as you see, of Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose. And that is all about encouraging you to live the best life and live the life you choose. And that can be in your personal life or it can be in your business life, whatever is going on, because, you know, they all intertwine and work together. So I'd love to encourage you. The best way to connect with me, because I love to connect, is at RussHedge.com. That's right, RussHedge.com. You can connect with me. You can go to my social media, email, my phone number is there. You can even connect directly, and it'll send you a Zoom meeting on my calendar, and we can meet and talk. I would love to meet you and get to know you. So anyway, enough about me this morning. We got to bring Jairus in because we need somebody that can talk this morning. Here he comes, Jairus Tucker. How's it going, buddy?
Going great, man. How are you?
I am so good. I am so, so good. And I'm just honored to have you here this morning. You're doing such great things. I see you all over LinkedIn. And for those people that don't know a ton about you, why don't you give us a little snapshot of what you're up to?
Thank you, Russ. It's an honor having me on your show. My name is Jairus Tucker, and I'm up to a lot of things. I'm up to learning about myself. And the more I learn about myself, I realize all these unique talents and gifts that I have. And the more I discover about me, it helps me to deal with the next human or individual accordingly, which leads to all sorts of fun stuff when you're talking about business, marketing, or all sorts of topics in life in general, pushing a positive mindset and things of that nature.
Well, you know, what I love about you is, just like you said, you're really diving into who you are. And that makes such a big difference because, like you said, you can't do anything to help and inspire other people to make a real difference until you're firm within who you are. And so I know that people are greatly inspired by what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about Thinkers at Work.
Thinkers at Work. I started out with a group with me and a few other people on LinkedIn. We just came together, like-minded or like-soul people with common interests or common goals. Now, that was about almost 3 years ago. Now, I'm really pushing Thinkers at Work to encourage people to think, put the action behind the thought, which is the work, to execute and then repeat. So you get one idea at a time, something that you want to do, no matter how big or small it is. Put some action into bringing this thought to life. That's putting the work in, and you execute it in a way that you're trying to maximize the intended results. And this is a forever thing. So you just continue to repeat this process your entire life, and that's going to ultimately push you to grow and change and to be better.
Well, and that is so important. Life is not static. We are all moving. We are all growing and changing whether we like it or not. And if you're able to grow and learn from all that you've got going on, you mentioned, find out more about yourself. When you're able to grow and learn within you, there's the possibilities and the opportunities are endless in all that you have. So a few of the things that you're doing with Thinkers at Work currently, you want to just give us a little snapshot and some of the things you're actually putting out there?
A lot of things I'm doing now, I'm working on a lot of speaking engagements since most places in the world are quote unquote opening up. So now I'm just putting myself in the front. I'm using all the platforms that I have to just put my life out just the way it is. So people can see where Jared started from to where I'm at. Yeah. This current moment to where I'm trying to go. But all thing I'm doing now is just serving as a reminder that we are human beings first, putting myself out there, letting people see what it is that they can relate to as far as what I have going on. As far as the business goes, the Real One-on-One Consultant, I'm pushing Thinkers at Work so anybody else that has a product or service, they can see how I'm branding my company around the hashtag Thinkers at Work. Pushing that people and businesses will say, hey, I like the way this young man has branded himself. I like his style. Maybe he can give us some techniques on branding our company or our product or services.
Well, I think that authenticity that you just ooze, I mean, you are all about just, you are who you, I mean, Jairus, you see, get what you see. You are just a very authentic person. And so give us a little snapshot of your where you came from in the past and how you got into what you're doing.
All right, I will do. Be more than happy to. I came up, got a huge family, man, a lot of brothers and sisters. I grew up poor. Watched my mother, for the most part, try to take care of us the best way she could. You know, we got a lot of love, having a lot of family members. I didn't have a lot of physical material things, but we did have love. And growing up with a lot of brothers and sisters taught me to lead and to be responsible. So coming from that background, I would always get these jobs and work in factories starting out, and I would always work myself up to the top. I would come in as a temp or whatever the bottom employee was, so to speak, for lack of a better word, and I would always work up to a management position no matter what job I had. I noticed that this was a reoccurring theme in my life. And the very last position I had, I was a production supervisor for a multi-billion dollar company. And the same thing happened. I came in as a temp, worked my way up to the supervisor position, being responsible for the whole crew, ended up being responsible for like the entire night shift at one particular time. And those experiences of leading people showed me a lot about myself, because anytime you lead by example, you're leading people, they're going to call you out. They're going to point out your flaws or areas that you need to work on in order to be a good leader. You have to be able to receive the information and the feedback that you are giving, process it, make the proper adjustments, and move accordingly. And when I quit that last job to become an entrepreneur and open up my own marketing company, Real One-on-One Consulting, I used a lot of those experiences and techniques because I had it rough. Not just coming up poor, coming up from the streets, but even in those jobs, management would see something in me and want me to be the leaders. But my co-workers, you got to understand, I was just like their best friends. So it go from me being a friend that we're just co-workers to the next day, you have to report to me. So I went through all of those, that rough spot and learning how to be firm, how to push the business first, all the little things that go on in factories. I learned those techniques and I just applied that, those experiences to what I'm doing now with pushing marketing or personal development.
Well, you know, what I love about you is learning through your experiences, growing, coming out of a situation that was not as easy and making it because you choose to do that. You know, I'm all about living the life you choose, right? We get that stuff gets thrown at us. We all don't have the greatest circumstances, but stuff gets thrown at us. And then we just get to decide where we're going from there. You know, and we've got people this morning commenting, you know, people, here's Nadio saying how much you lead by example, which is so true. So true. You know, and you just like Diane says, doesn't matter where you start out, it's where you end up. And that is critical. I mean, really, it's where are you going? What is your mindset? What is your focus? How are you going to get there, like you said? And what are you going to do within yourself to make that happen? Because everything isn't always rosy, but you can choose to make the best of any situation, right?
Yes, sir. And that's what I'm all about. Develop a positive mindset while all this stuff was going on. I remember the night before I quit, one of my employees put me to the side and said, How are you able to stay so positive when you got management pulling you down, you got the coworkers pulling you down? And I got to thinking, like, you know what? I've always been just a positive person. I always let stuff kind of roll off my back. And then when I quit, I started to dive in deeper to what does that mean? Like, what did he mean to say I'm positive? Because I get down and depressed just like everybody else do from time to time. But I dug deeper, looking into myself, and I realized that that was one of my core values. That was one of my strengths of trying to find good in any situation. But before I could find good in other situations, I had to look inside myself to find and dig out all the good that was in me that I was hiding due to me being an introvert or having anxiety or whatever the case may be. I just started looking at myself and I figured out that areas that I needed to work on. So I pushed positivity in myself inward. Then I noticed it started to radiate outward, unlimited, more than I ever could imagine, even the truth to this day.
Well, you know, what I love about that is it doesn't matter, again, what situation that you're going through. It matters what you're doing with all the experiences as you're living them. And you're right, you radiate positivity. I love how you talk about things just rolling off your back, because honestly, you and I are a lot alike that way. I was blessed with an outgoing personality that I can pretty and positive, where I can pretty much just get through stuff. You know, it's not that things don't sting a little bit every now and then if they don't go well, but the keeping that positive mindset and positive attitude. You know, some people are blessed with doing that easily, which I think you and I are. Other people, it's a little tougher to work through. And so it's nice to be able to radiate that to other people and inspire and encourage them, right?
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, because I started noticing the more I will put myself out there being uncomfortable in situations, other people were gaining courage. They were gaining comfort just by watching me. And I quickly realized that, okay, this is something that I'm supposed to be doing. While I'm still working on myself, while I'm still figuring out my processes and what's working for me and what's not working for me, other people are looking at me as an example, and somehow I'm able to give other people inspiration or encouragement to handle whatever they're going through, because they can see me. Like you said, I'm putting myself out there. I don't have nothing to hide. What you see is what you get. But the beautiful part of that is other people can take what they see in me and give them some strength to continue to fight other areas that they're dealing with, life in general, business.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, you're living by example. You know, we're all leaders, no matter what people think. We all are leaders. We're leading people by the example and how we live our life. And that affects more people than we realize. So choosing to do it in a positive way, choosing to make a real difference in people and make a positive impact, this I think is so critical, because otherwise we're just dragging people down. And we've been put on this earth, created to lift people up, not tear people down. And my goal every day is to be a blessing. And you, sir, are a blessing to me. I can tell you that. And I know, based on the number of comments this morning, what a blessing you are to other people too. So tell me about what you got coming up. Any new things on the horizon?
Yeah, we got a lot of new things coming up. I'm working on my own podcast. Something that I'm learning about myself is I'm always giving value, and I love that, right? Now I'm working on my own things, my own structure, because I love doing podcasts and interviews on other people's shows, but I think I have more to offer, my perspective, my unique network, because it's not about me. I have a lot of other wonderful people that help me get to the position that I'm in. So right now I'm just working behind the scenes on building my own podcast. I do a lot of work on Clubhouse, doing a lot of work with other clients and companies or guests, what we're calling them now. The main thing I'm doing is I'm just focusing on myself, working on my communication skills, working on my patience, working on my balance. So when these offers start to hit the table, when people continue to reach out, because people reach out to me every day, but I just feel like here within the last maybe 3 weeks, I just felt like I was just ready to put myself out there to the world and say, okay, whatever I can do, whether that's being a public speaker, whether that's coaching somebody with positive mindset, whether that's showing multi-billion dollar corporations how to better market their products and their services, I'm just prepared for whatever's, I'm prepared and I'm receiving for whatever's coming my way.
Well, and that is so important, to be prepared and be ready. And I tell you, I commend you on all that you're doing. I'm excited to see what the future holds for you. And I know that this is going to be a long-term friendship. I appreciate you so much. I love our time to talk. Unfortunately, our time is already winding to a close on the podcast. So I want to make sure people are going to say, wait, no, I need to know more about Jairus. How do I find him? So how do people connect with you?
The best way I tell everybody to connect with me is follow this wonderful hashtag, not just on LinkedIn. You can put this hashtag in Google, anywhere on all the major social media platforms. Google the hashtag Thinkers at Work. That way you can see the content that I'm putting out. Once you see the content I'm putting out, I have a million ways to get in contact with me. I have a text me now number. My DMs are always open. My emails are always open. I have a Linktree account. But my thing is to encourage people to see and get to know the person that you are interested in reaching out to kind of figure out the content that I'm putting out, what resonates with you, so we can have something to talk about that we can go from there.
That's so awesome. Well, you know, I love hashtags. As you can guess, since I'm hashtag Russ Selfie, that has been, you know, you have so much joy, Jairus, and that is what you know, I think Thinkers at Work is going to drive that. And everybody needs to go to that hashtag Thinkers at Work. Like he said, see what he's doing. And while you're at it, go to hashtag Russ Selfie too, because I try to portray joy to people and all that I'm doing, the connections that I'm making. And that's what that's all about. And so just because we are having so much fun, we're going to take a selfie. You ready, Jairus? Here we go.
Yes,
sir. 1, 2, 3. All right. We are good. Okay. Anyway, hey, listen, I appreciate you so much. I do. And I want to make sure that people remember where to go. So we're going to link to that in the show notes, the Thinkers at Work. We're going to link to your LinkedIn and your other contact information. Make sure that people get in touch with you. And I just want to thank you so much again for hanging out with me today. I'm going to send you up to the green room for just a sec, but hang tight. I'm going to close the show up and I'll see you in a sec.
All right. Thank you. It was a pleasure, man.
Thank you, man. All right, everybody. Well, listen, another outstanding person who connects. You know, we talk to amazing people who connect. every Monday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. It's on LinkedIn. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. You can go and actually subscribe to my YouTube page, and you will see some amazing guests. And I just appreciate all of you. I know you have time to, your time is valuable. I mean, you've got a lot of things going on. We all do. And so I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. You know, the people checking in and appreciate this discussion this morning, because Jairus is such an amazing person. And I'm just thankful to have him on today. So listen, I want to thank you again. Remember, Mondays and Thursdays, 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And I'll throw one more thing out there. Every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, I have the Experience Live with Rustin Scott with my co-host, D. Scott Smith. Tune into that as well on the same networks. And until we see you again, have a great day and a great life. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.